Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Most people here know that I love a good movie. And I'm going to begin by talking about a scene out of one particular movie this morning. The movie is called Angels and Demons. It's a movie that was made after the Da Vinci Code. The star actor in the movie is Tom Hanks. And you might also know this parallel. He's the same actor in Forrest Gump, who I've liked so much in the past. Now, I'm going to describe what I need to describe for those that don't watch movies, also for those that have and will understand, and also for those that might, and not give any more detail than I have to so as not to spoil it. But the movie begins with the church, the Catholic Church, in turmoil, being attacked from within. The Pope dies, only to find out later that the Pope was assassinated. Four cardinals that would be Pope are taken hostage. They leave signs, they leave different markers, they leave clues, and no one can read them. So the church reaches out to a professor, a non-believer. In the movie, his name is Professor Langdon. And Professor Langdon, understanding signs of ancient religions and history, comes in and figures this out. And like all good movies like this, the right, the good, wins the day. That much I'll tell you, so I kind of spoil the ending, but it's still a great movie to watch. At the end of the movie, Professor Langdon is standing in front of the cardinal, chosen to be, I believe it's Camilingo. Close enough? The chamberlain, the assistant to the new pope, as the new pope is being introduced. And he asked Professor Langdon, he said, "Are you Christian? Are you a man of faith?" The professor was honest. Although being raised in the Catholic Church, he said, "I have not yet been blessed with the gift of faith." And the bishop's response, the cardinal's response, was that in any case, thanks be to God for sending you to save His church. The professor replies, "I don't believe He sent me to save His church." And the cardinal, without a blink, without even so much as a hesitation, answered, "My son, He most certainly did." A non-believer, someone that runs by facts and figures and histories and the things that they learn, and yet was there in a movie built on fiction and on a lot of church history, in fact, but someone called to serve from an unknown place, and someone that doesn't necessarily share the same faith. The Holy Spirit at work. Moses stands before the people, stands before God. God is angry with Moses, and Moses sounds every bit as angry with God. Say, "What did I ever do to deserve this? What did I ever do to shoulder this burden all by myself?" So God doesn't relieve him of his burden, but God chooses others to share the burden. They gather 70 that stand outside the tent of meeting. And yet they prophesize, as the story goes, once. God also chose two others that weren't there either, that did not come, and yet reached out to Eldad and Medad in camp to prophesy as well. The Holy Spirit at work, not us, but God. John confronts Jesus. "We found somebody casting out demons in your name, but he's not one of us. He's not a member. He's not a follower. He's not a disciple of yours." And Jesus said, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. "What he does in my name is God's work. Do not stop him. For if he is not a man of faith through these actions, He just might be. And if he is not against us, he is most certainly for us. This is not your choosing. You don't have any control over this. Holy Spirit at work. God chooses. I think about how often in text study on Thursday mornings that we come to that conclusion where humanity continues to try to pull God down to us and to put parameters around it, to try to create something where they control or have the keys to heaven, where we build ourselves up on our statutes and on our traditions. And these are the things that Jesus is warning against, because in doing so, what we do is we alienate the weak. We discourage the disillusioned. We lose the little ones, if either in size or in mind or in heart. Because we can't see the good coming from anywhere else unless it comes from us. They don't think the same. They don't believe the same. Some don't even believe at all. So how can God's good works come through them? It's got to come through us, as John would say. But that isn't the case. The goodness of God, the love of God, is shown to humanity through whom, where, and when God chooses. And for centuries, we have attempted to keep control of that and to put that, to keep that into our little place. And it's not ours to keep. It's just ours to cherish. It's ours to do. It's ours to share. It's ours to obey. It's ours to live in grace and hope and love and be thankful for it. But it's not ours to control. Because when we do that, again, we are concentrating more on ourselves and even on our churchly body than we are on the grace of God and how it affects the world. All too often, we concentrate on our differences instead of all the things that we have in common, whether it be a different synod, whether it be a different denomination. Now, to be clear this morning, this is simple, but it's strong. I'm Lutheran. I am Lutheran to the core of our confessions and of our faith and of our theology. But if I am true to all that, then I have to live it. Because our confessions say that it is God that comes where and when He chooses. It is our confessions that say that we are saved by grace through faith, and not by anything that we say or do. And it is by our confessions that says this grace is not just for those that believe, but for everyone, for all of humanity. Christ died for all. And it's God's grace through Christ that all of humanity is blessed. Some are gifted with this understanding. Some are not. But it does not make the actions of the Holy Spirit any more powerful and any more needed. And it does not stop, it should not stop us from being compelled to share and also to give thanks that we are where we see the good works of God in an unfamiliar place. From those that don't believe but yet love shared between neighbors. For those that don't believe but yet are extremely generous, God is at work. We don't hold the keys to heaven. We share the grace of God through Christ. That's what we do. And in doing so, we are salted. Because to revert to something else and something different leaves us without the salt that Jesus talks about. As we move forward in a church that is shrinking all across the country, Christ calls on us, just like John and his disciples, to look for the good, the blessings of God, wherever they may come up, and be thankful for them. Don't simply pass them out of hand because they didn't come from a certain place or from a certain person, but because God is at work in the world as He always has been. Look to those things that unite us. Look to those positive things that we can share with one another. Give thanks for that gift that would come from someone that has not yet been or has not yet received the gift of faith. Because in doing so, they well may receive that very gift. Don't try to control the Spirit. Let it work. And in Christ Jesus, live in peace with one another. Look for the unity that we call for in and through our Lord Jesus Christ. And be at peace with one another. Amen.